All right, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn. That is MPV, formerly known as My Pal Val. That is their brand new EP called In Lust We Trust, and that is on the original 1265 Recording Detroit label. We heard Mr. Sister and Wrong Girl. And before that, let's see. Trying to hear. Started off with Sleeping Mountain by Blue Snaggletooth off of Beyond Thule from Abco in Ann Arbor. All right, as promised, in the studio, live, we have the band Valley Hush. How you folks doing? Can you hear me?
Hey there.
All right. You ready?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Feel like love.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting for 30 years, and we're just getting started. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, and live in the studio we have the band Valley Hush doing a live set for us between now and 6 o'clock. Alrighty. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, and yourselves?
Good.
Good, nice and warm
yeah,
in here.
Yeah, it is much better. Much better.
Yes.
We were looking on the AccuWeather on the internet earlier. It's actually warmer in the North Pole, Alaska, and a few other places.
Right now?
Right now, yeah.
That's kind of cool, though.
Doesn't surprise me somehow in Michigan.
I feel like Michigan people can really adapt.
Yeah, especially since you see people out there, when you see footage, they're like so heavily covered with like coats and everything, you can't even recognize
yeah.
them. Meanwhile, we're out there with hoodies and a wool hat.
You just get numb to it. A little dead inside after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you for coming today.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
And for our radio audience, our listeners, could you introduce yourselves?
Yeah, hi. My name's Liana Vanicelli. And this is Alex Kay. Yep. We are the writers and the project Valley Hush.
Okay. Yes. Now, normally you have a fuller band, you know, when you do live shows out there and about. Want to talk about that a little bit? Who else is in the band? And
We normally have a drummer and a bass player with us live. We write the music together and we started the project together. But we, you know, for live, we really wanted to have that full band kind of feel. Because we've both done much more minimal live projects separately mm-hmm. in our past. And I think we just both wanted something a little bit more fuller, a little bit more people on stage. They couldn't be here today, and we definitely wanted to do the date. So we kind of put together just like a stripped down mm-hmm. version of all of our songs for you guys today here. So,
well, great. I appreciate you doing that. That's wonderful. And how long have you two been working together?
About a year now.
Yeah. Year.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you get together? How'd you meet?
Just like the music scene in Detroit, we just mm-hmm. kind of came across each other. I was featured on one of his old project's songs, and then we just started writing together, and then this project came about really naturally.
Just kind of fell into place.
Huh? Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. All right, and who are the other members then, normally? Or is it just like whoever you get for the...
We have two guys. Dave Dionys is the drummer, mm-hmm. and Jeff Cooney is the bass player, and we're super lucky to have them. They're both incredibly talented...
Jazz guys.
Detroit jazz guys, yeah. They're both gigging jazz musicians in the city, that's what they do, so...
Okay.
They're good, so we're really lucky to have them play with us.
All right. I figured I'd give them their due, you know, even though they couldn't be here today.
Absolutely. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay. And let's see. You have a full length release out yet, or
we don't right now. We just have a 4-song EP out right now.
Okay.
It's called To Feel Small.
Uh-huh.
And that's available online for free. And we just finished up our sophomore EP.
Okay.
Yeah, we just finished I just finished mastering it 2 days ago. So
oh wow.
Yep, it's just freshly done.
All right. Well, maybe we can arrange for the full band to come back next time when
that'd
that's ready to go.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
We'll be playing a couple of songs from it today.
Oh,
yeah.
But like
excellent.
Very stripped versions.
Yeah.
Right, obviously. Okay, wonderful. All right, let's do another one.
Cool.
All right. The song is called Bedrooms. Thank you. still feels like
very nice, almost meditative. I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I can. My ears are almost filling in the parts here. I did download your EP, so
awesome.
We have been playing Waves, Bedrooms, and of course, While We're Here.
Oh, right on. Thank you.
Looking forward to the other stuff, though.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
We are too.
Yeah, we're excited about the new stuff for sure.
Mm-hmm. So, where is the best place to get your music? You know, for our listening audience.
Yeah, right. You can just go to valleyhush.com, mm-hmm. and that'll take you right to our music, and you can download it for free on our Bandcamp.
Okay.
So all the links are available on our website.
All right. And you're available like Tumblr, Facebook, any of that? Or?
We do have a Facebook page. We also have Twitter, an Instagram, a SoundCloud, a Bandcamp.
All the hits.
Okay. So...
it's like kind of crazy. Yeah.
So if they can't find you, there's a problem. Then.
There's no other Valley Hushes. Okay. So
yeah, there's you not.
Can that's
Google
good.
Google us and we'll come right up.
Where did the name come from?
It's just like a fictitious term.
Yeah, it's like a play. I don't know. We were trying to think of a name, you know, like everybody when you start out a new project. And, you know, we wanted it to be something original. And I don't know. It's just there's so many things you think of, and it's either corny or it's been done or it's whatever, so we just kind of came up with this fictitious place that kind of had like a meaning to both of us and kind of can have whatever meaning you put to it, but it's kind of, I don't know, we thought it was cool, just something unique, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah, coming up with a band name is probably the worst thing to do ever.
It's not fun.
Yeah. But you know what's funny,
he's not good at it.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, though, is, like, there's a lot of bands out there, even the biggies, that, you know, when they first came out, you know, people would look and go, what?
I mean, really, names don't matter, like, down the road.
Yeah, as long as you're good.
Yeah.
I have older relatives that said, yeah, when they first heard of the Beatles, they said, what? The Beatles? That's a stupid name. Well, you know, you see what happened with them.
Yeah, right.
I had friends when I was a little older that I started getting into the Smashing Pumpkins, and they just all looked at me like I was retarded. It's like,
yeah.
Smashing Pumpkins? That sounds like a stupid name.
Yeah, it's true. There's a lot of names out there.
Especially now.
So, yeah, you can't stress about it too much. No. I've actually found that sometimes the people with the most weird or unusual names are sometimes the best bands.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's the ones with the coolest names that end up sucking.
Yeah, that's probably pretty true, actually.
It's like, that's all you were good at was naming your band.
Yeah, right.
You're good at the rest.
Peaked too early.
All right. Why don't we do another one?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. Okay, this one is called Journey into Golden.
Wait a minute, I was waiting for you to do something with that. I said I was waiting for you to do something with that. I heard that, you know, feedback. I'm like, okay. I'm like, wow.
Cutting it short.
Cut me off. Darn. Good, though. Good,
and
though.
You can listen to the full version online. Yeah, right.
Tease. All righty. So you folks have any upcoming live shows anytime in the future? Or?
Yeah, we do, actually. next Saturday, the 28th, we are playing at the Loving Touch in Ferndale.
Okay, that's so, where I saw you the first time.
Yeah, actually it is. We actually play there a lot.
Okay.
There's not very many venues in Detroit, so.
There's a few. Depends on what kind of music you do and, you know.
Yeah. So, February 28th, we play at 9 o'clock. We're the first band.
Who else is going to be there that night?
It's going to be us, and then Gosh Pith, and then Tunde Olaniran. And Flint Eastwood's headlining.
We're excited. I'm really excited for this show. That's
gonna
be a killer show.
We haven't played in like a month almost, so it's been like building up.
That is a good lineup.
That's great.
I think I'll be there.
All right. Okay.
Good.
Right on.
Cool. All right. So that's the only one for now, or?
Next one after that would be March 22nd at the Magic Stick. Mm. It's a benefit show for endometriosis.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and then that'll also be one of the last shows of that style at the Magic Stick since they're converting to.
Oh, really?
Rest in peace.
I knew that it was ending. Magic Stick. I didn't know that was one of the last shows.
Yeah, because it's happening pretty soon, I think. So it'll be like our last chance to play there, which is going to be kind of sad. I mean, I've played so many shows there.
Yeah.
So it'll be like.
I've been going there for, well over 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the best venues. It always gets voted that way, too.
And they're turning it into, like a dance club?
Like electronic music. It's kind of like an electricity kind of thing.
Whatever.
I mean, I'm, like, open to change, but I'm just kind of wondering, like, where the touring bands are going to come now. Because, like, it's the only venue that size, really.
Yeah, they're already skipping over Detroit as it is. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, hopefully we'll have to get them in a different venue, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there's some good places, but not of that size.
It's
not
like
of that
sad,
yeah.
Size.
It's sad.
I've been to like touring shows at like Lager House, and it's like so packed that you can't even move.
Yeah, right.
Same thing with like Loving Touch
and Crowfoot.
Those are great venues.
And now UFO Factory too. They're getting packed, you know.
Yeah.
Smaller place.
Yeah,
too.
All very nice places, but like we talked about, they're not big enough.
Yeah, it's weird, you know.
You know, if you want to see some of your favorite touring bands, the indie bands, you can't do it in those little places.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Nope.
You know, I guess you can stand out in the parking lot, you know, and watch the video cam, you know, that's about it. Yeah, that's a shame, but I guess they're just going for where the money is.
I don't really know how it is, though, to own a venue, so I guess I can't really say anything.
Well, we can complain, though. We'll just sit here and complain. It's no big deal.
It's our right, and it's not like the three of us can't say haven't supported the place over the years, right?
Well, there will be another place that will come up of a size similar to that in the future. You know, I don't know when, but, you know, obviously the city is on some sort of comeback here, you know, and it's still going to be slow, but it's coming, so, you know, it's not like it's dead forever.
I do believe they're turning the Majestic Cafe into, like, the newer venue instead.
Yeah.
Like, they're making that more of a venue.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're going to keep that one going.
Yeah, we're actually setting up a show there. Not the theater, the cafe. It's like a room between theater and the Magic Stick.
Like a little bar area.
Oh, just the cafe. Well, that's tiny.
They said it fits, like, 3 to 350 cap, which, I don't know.
I don't believe that. I've been to the cafe, trust me. Just to eat, even.
Too. Unless maybe they're doing something
else.
They're
getting rid of the restaurant, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, and, like, just they're just going to gut it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that what they're doing?
I don't know.
That's another
thing. That would be cool. That sounds like a good idea.
I think that's what they're doing, though.
Oh, that's cool.
That's another thing I'm going to miss, because I like going there to eat sometimes. They got decent food.
It's just a lose-lose situation.
Yeah.
Shane's going to come.
Oh, man. Oh, well. What are you going to do? All right. Well, let's do another one, then.
Sure.
All right. So the song is called Black Sea. It's going to be on the new EP.
Okay. Is there a title for that yet?
For the EP?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called Don't Wait.
Okay.
Yeah. And this song I wrote kind of about getting out of a relationship and kind of finding yourself after being jailed by somebody, I guess you could say.
I'm putting a soundtrack behind you.
Okay, that sounds good. So yeah, this song's kind of just about the fear of attachment.
Oh, wow. Okay, the Black Sea.
Hit it. It's definitely like, I mean, you can't tell from that, but it's the heaviest song on the new EP.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Comes from a dark place.
Yeah, I kind of when we wrote it and recorded, I told Alex that I was releasing that part of me into that song. So it only comes out when we play it.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good thing about making music. You can release without negative effects, I guess.
Exactly.
Let's talk about influences for a little bit, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, what led you to like music, and who really gets you motivated or inspires you, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess I'll start. I mean, for me, I was doing a project before Valley Hush. It was just me writing it, and I was performing with some people too. But that was mostly electronic. Mm-hmm. And for me, when I started that, which was probably, maybe three and a half years ago now, one of my biggest influences was Pretty Lights at the time, who's an electronic guy. I wouldn't call him a DJ, but producer. Mm-hmm. So he really started me on the kind of, I guess what I'm doing now. What I'm doing now is not Pretty Lights at all, really. But mm-hmm. I still feel like he kind of set me on the path that I'm on right now. He was big for me. Also, got a lot of people that I can't think of right now because I'm on the spot.
Yeah, that's how it goes when people ask you about influences.
I know. Mm. Well, I don't know. I could say a few. I mean,
I think music in general. Since I was little, obviously, just always listening and always singing. I don't think that who you listen to is so important. I think it's the feeling that influences me mostly. Being able to just turn off everything but what's going on right now is the ability that it has, and that's what's precious to me about it.
Yeah, and it's cool. I would say me and her have, we definitely have similar musical tastes for sure, but really, we listen to kind of different music, I would say, pretty normally.
Yeah, I listen to, everything.
So do I, but, yeah. But I guess we don't have we're not exactly the same on everything, which is cool, because I think it shows in the music, hopefully, you know.
I've been trying to get him into Disclosure.
I like Disclosure. I like Disclosure, I do.
A year.
She's a lot more into, the 4 on the Floor, you know, club music, not club music. That's true. general electronic music.
I am more into electronic
music. Yeah, right. And I am too a lot, but I guess I like the more rat-a-tat electronic music and mm-hmm. Pretty Lights and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I like a lot of stuff she likes and vice versa. So it's it's cool.
Yeah, I have a hard time. I'm not really knowledgeable about electronic music. I mean, I listen to a lot of it, but if you ask me what was trance and what was house, and I couldn't tell you.
She knows. I don't know that.
Yeah. So you're like me. I mean, you still enjoy quite a bit of it, but you're okay. And
there's a lot of electronic genres, a lot. It gets really specific. I don't know. I don't really know much about it, to be honest. Mm. I like it, but,
A lot harder than differentiating rock, categories.
Yeah, right. It gets a little bit deeper, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, that's punk. Oh, that's metal. Oh, that's, okay.
Yeah, I get it.
But, they really go out there with all those names.
Yeah.
You see yourself playing something like that one of these days? Like maybe the Movement Festival or... They got Detroit Tech coming up this year. It's a free show.
Yeah, we would love to play Movement. We applied, so we're just kind of waiting to hear back now.
Yeah, I mean, I think... there's obviously a lot of acts there that are much more electronic than us, but I've seen a lot of acts there that are less electronic than us. Yeah. So I think we would be, a good fit.
Little Dragon played there a few years ago. They're one of my favorite bands.
Me too, actually, yeah.
And we're pretty similar to them.
Yeah, I like them a lot. So they're coming.
With our full band.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, they are coming.
Little Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in a couple months.
Where's that at?
I don't know.
Mm. One of the bigger
Probably
venues.
Like
I can't
St. Andrews
remember.
Or something.
Yeah.
That could be wrong.
I don't know if it is or not. I want to go to that, though.
Yeah. I haven't been to the Movement Festival in quite a while because it's gotten so expensive,
It is expensive.
I played there a couple years ago with my older project, and I go every year. I think I've gone the last, 6 years. I couldn't miss it. It's, my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. I've gone the past couple of years.
I guess I'm spoiled because I went to the very first one. It was free that time.
Yeah.
You know?
I've heard a lot of those stories. Yeah.
And then even the first couple of years, it was maybe 10 or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah. What is it now?
I mean, in comparison to other music festivals, it's 130 for the whole weekend. It's still really good.
Yeah, right.
And they have bigger artists coming every
year. I think that's the early bird.
That's the early bird, yeah.
Yeah. If you wait till later, it gets even more than that.
But it's amazing how like Heart Plaza transforms. Like you walk through there, and it's so empty all the time. And then you, when you go there for movement, it's like a different world.
Well, it's a couple million people there on the weekend. You know, it's like
it's so awesome.
Yeah, I like I like seeing the action downtown for sure. Any event, but that one especially brings a cool crowd out for, you know, young people. It's nice to see the city light up like that. Yeah.
See, it doesn't make any sense to me. They've done all that work on the waterfront, and then you have the riverfront, you know, concerts and all that, and yet they just leave that Heart Plaza kind of dormant, like you said, except for the festival, you know?
Right, right.
I come from a day, you know, when they were having things every single weekend.
Really?
There was an ethnic festival in the summertime for every, you know, ethnic background you could think
Whoa,
of.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, one week it was Polish, the next week it was German, next week it was Italian.
Oh.
I mean, all of them. I mean, you know, whatever you were, you could find your festival. I liked going to all of them because I liked the different food and the different music,
the
different cultures.
Cool.
It was awesome. Yeah. And then they even did have, like, special, like, 4th of July rock shows and whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Well, they should bring that back.
Yeah. I mean,
wink, wink, people out there have time.
Anybody who has anything to do with Running Detroit, listen, you know.
Yeah, right.
It's a gold mine. You could, you know, if you can make money at the Movement Festival, you can do it with other stuff.
Yeah, it's true, yeah.
You know. Right. And Detroit is diverse enough that I think we could do that again.
Yeah, the riverfront's, like, really nice now.
Yeah, I can't afford anything down there, like, at all. Detroit's getting expensive downtown, you know. I mean, just, like, for everything, like, all the buildings are getting, you know, rented out and stuff.
I'm just really, really, really excited for the M1 rail construction to be over.
That's going to be a while.
It's I work in Midtown, so, like, I've been having to deal with it since it started, and it's, like, seriously crazy.
So you're definitely one of the ones waiting for the Woodward exit to open up again?
Not even the exit, just, like, Woodward in general.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, so bad right now.
Well, it's the end result. Hopefully it'll be worth it.
Oh, yeah, hopefully.
My cohort here, Mark, he brought it up. Little Dragon is playing the Crowfoot.
Oh, Crowfoot. Cool. Awesome. Thank
on
you.
On Saturday, May 30th.
All right. I'll be there.
They've already gone on sale, so you might want to...
I'm definitely going to go home and buy some tickets.
Not that we're saying to do it, but, you know, if you're into it. But, all right, for those of them that weren't listening at the beginning, you want to go over a couple things real quick, the name of your EP and where to find it, upcoming shows, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so we are called Valley Hush. You can download our EP for free, valleyhush.com. It's through our Bandcamp page.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then we just finished up our second EP, and you can catch us February 28th. At the Loving Touch in Ferndale with our full band. Be quite different, but same songs.
And a good lineup, you were saying.
And a great lineup. Gosh Pith, Tunde Olaniran, and Flint Eastwood.
Yeah. Oh,
that should be a good show, definitely.
9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. This next one, this is from your first EP, right?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. This song's called While We're Here. Hey.
here. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. We've been broadcasting for 30 years. Man, we're celebrating 30 years, 2015.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah,
it's been a long time.
Yeah, we've come a long way since we started. We were literally underground at the beginning. We were in the basement over the Fine Arts Center.
Oh, moving on up.
Yeah, making waves.
Yeah, and I can't go into all the details, but basically we were able to secure the funding for this studio that you're in right now, like right before they started doing the cuts and the economy went, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. So
there you go. Everything happens for a reason, right?
Yeah. And the rest is history. You're standing in Studio J.
Well, we're glad to be here.
Yeah. Glad that you are here. Our pleasure.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got a few more minutes to go. I just wanted to get an idea. How long is the river?
It's about 5 minutes.
Yeah, five. Four or five.
We got a little bit of time here.
17 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
we got some talking to do.
You got some explaining to do, Lucy.
So I almost died the other day.
Oh, no, we could play the slow song, too.
Yeah, we could.
We have, like, 8 or 9 minutes of music. Perfect.
Okay. Let's do that. Maybe we can... We can fill in a little bit of time and do the rest with the music. That sounds good.
Cool.
Trying to think of anything else we haven't covered yet.
Is she serious? She almost died?
You said something about almost dying the other day?
Yeah. I actually really did almost die. I got in like this crazy car accident. So life's been a little strange the past week. I was just merging onto the freeway. I hit this patch of ice. My car spun circles across 696. I got hit by 3 different cars, and then I smashed into the median.
She went across the whole freeway.
Completely uninjured. I, like, popped up out of my car, and then I just, like, stood there for 10 minutes. I mean, everything was, like, all the ambulances were coming, and I just, like, stood there, and then I called Alex. I was crying. It was crazy. Probably the craziest experience of my life.
This was, like, 4 or 5 days ago, right?
It was Valentine's Day. I was given the gift of life.
Wow.
Corniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
On Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So you're writing a song about this, yes?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I'm still processing it. Yes. Like, I've tried to write it about it, but, like, I haven't been able to retract creatively yet from it. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm sure it'll influence me. I don't think it's something I'm going to forget.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You don't?
No.
Neither will my car.
Yeah.
Which is now scrapped.
Yeah, she already scrapped her car.
Don't worry, I'm not crying. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Winter.
Well, that's good. We can replace the car, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you
what
so
the guy
much.
At the scrapyard told me.
We can't replace Liana, though.
Sure. One of a kind.
Thanks.
Yeah, I think most of us, before we check out of this world, we usually have at least one of those where we really think, like, oh, my God, this is it.
Yeah.
Or you almost, like, even if you're not religious, you just start praying just right away, like, please, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. There's, like, something crazy in those moments. Like, everything slows down. And
slow motion.
It's slow motion, yeah.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
I've never been in an accident like that, so it was
quite
the experience. But I was coming home from yoga, and so I think that had a big, big help with me being relaxed. You know?
Well, they say when you get in an accident, if you're clenched up, like, mm-hmm. if you see it coming and you, like, clench everything, that's when you get really hurt.
Yeah.
I guess if you don't see it coming and you're just, like...
relaxed.
Yeah, that you're normally, like, not okay always, but it's way better chances, I guess, so...
Well, we hate to say it, but that's why you hear all the time when, you know, you have accidents, the drunk doesn't get hurt.
Oh, yeah, that I have heard that
before, they're so, like... relaxed,
yeah.
You know?
The yogic, right.
the yoga girl.
they could get thrown out of the car and end up under the wheel, and they're still like,
"What
the hell happened?"
Yeah,
you know, it's the poor victim that gets all tensed up, and
that's
the one unfortunately gets killed.
Yeah,
it's sad, but yeah, no, it's
cars
true.
Cars are just crazy things.
Yeah.
Do you want to end with the river? Or
yeah,
we'll
send me that. So this next one's called Raw Form.
Oh, okay.
Raw Form.
Yeah, this is off the new album.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I'm glad you squeezed that one in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's Alex's girlfriend's favorite song.
Oh. That's true. That is true.
So, Katie, if you're listening, it's for you.
Any shout-outs to anybody else while we're here?
Dave and Jeff.
Dave said he might listen. And my best friend, Eva, she might be listening, actually. And she's from Dearborn.
Okay.
So maybe she's listening. Yep.
She has no excuse if she's in Dearborn.
I know.
And Katie, that's it.
Yeah.
Alrighty. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. And in the studio, we've had since 5 o'clock live Valley Hush, the band. And I thank you very much for coming here to play for us. Really enjoyed it.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Okay. And once again, if they want to get your stuff, the usual places, Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
Yep, and you can just go to valleyhush.com, and that'll take you to everything. And it's like the mothership of our online presence.
Okay.
so we have one more song. This is called The River. This is also on our new EP. It's unreleased. And the song is basically just about one of those perfect days that you find when you're up north, northern Michigan, the best place in the world.
Hopefully with the temperature above zero, though.
Yeah, during the summer. So yeah, this is called The River.
All right.
Can you? Hi, this is Wayne Hancock, and you're listening to WHFR, Dearborn, Michigan. Hope you dig it, man.
Man in Black, here again to introduce Columbia's program, Suspense. Our star tonight is Peter Lorre, playing the part of the Hungarian Count Stefan Kahare, a gentleman of sinister aspect. The story is by John Dixon Carr, who calls it The Devil's Saint. If you have been with us on these Tuesday nights, you will know that suspense is compounded of mystery and suspicion.